All right, let's check in with Jim at Marbles Outlet on US 2 in Gladstone. He's got the full-line archery shop there, plus the fly shop side. So we'll kill two birds with one stone here, talk hunting, and then we'll talk stream fishing for salmon and see where the Lake Michigan tribs are at after this weekend. So let's dial up Jim at Marbles Outlet in Gladstone.
Hello, Marbles. Who's speaking?
Hey, Jim. It's Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got time to talk to me?
Yeah.
So tell me what's going on. You got to be busy in there with all the bow hunters. I'm getting reports around the area that pre-rut activity has started with the bucks, rubs, and scrapes. Are you hearing anything good out there from bow hunters?
Well, actually, there's some nice bucks being harvested, Adam.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've had quite a few guys in, you know, with their cell phones with pictures of the deer they had taken, and we're getting some real nice, you know, 3.5-plus-year-old deer.
That's impressive. Are you hearing anything specifically that was big? Any monsters?
Well, a 10-pointer is the biggest. I mean, in from different areas, too, like Schaefer and Perrinville and Bark River. A little more to the south, you know, than up like Rockway and McFarland and places. But very nice deer. Not many deer, though. I mean, not the numbers like a typical year, but nevertheless, some real nice bucks.
Well, that's encouraging. That's really good to hear. Are you hearing anything from hunters about scrapes or rubs at all?
I really haven't, no.
Okay.
But right now, a lot of people, they still hunt over bait piles, you know.
Sure.
And they get a little bit secretive, you know. And everybody didn't tell you how they lure them in, you know.
Sure. Well, I contend, this is my personal opinion, although I know a lot of people that agree with me. If you're looking for any buck, you know, I've shot lots of four corns and six pointers in years past over bait. But if you're really looking for a trophy buck, I tend to stay away from. I hunt more travel corridors and geography, you know what I mean, topography, and try to catch them between bedding and feeding areas, that kind of thing. Between if you find a good scrape line or rub line, try to catch them before that, you know, instead, because they tend to get spooky over bait, the bigger bucks do.
Early in the year, you'll get them, you know, you'll see guys getting them over bait.
Absolutely.
As the season gets closer to the rut, I think what you're saying makes far more sense.
And we will get back into this conversation with Jim from Marbles Outlet in Gladstone and complete our talk about bow hunting right now, talk about some specific products, plus get into the Lake Michigan streams and how the salmon fishermen have been doing over the last few days. So stay tuned for part two coming up in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.